Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Shin Zayin. We are up to Sivav, the last line on page 202. The Mechaber says in Sivav, Aser l'chashev cheshbonos afilu im avru. One is not allowed to make calculations. We're talking about making calculations with your mouth, speaking out your calculations, even on things that passed. Kegon, for example, kach v'kach hotzeis yadavar ploni. I spent such and such a money on a certain thing. V'dafka shadayin schar ha'po'alim etzlo. And even though the thing already passed, but it's only usher when you still have the wages of the workers by you, that you still have something to do with the maisa, you still have to pay your workers. Aval impuroim kvar. But if the ma'isa happened already, and you paid your workers already, so you just stop speaking about things about the past, then it's mutter. So says the Mishnah Berurah begins on page Kuf Beis, Sifkaton Chafei, V'dafka Shadayin. It's only going to be usher to discuss cheshbainus if you still didn't pay the workers. The Haboy Lameda Kama Tzarech Litan Lahem, because you have to know how much you have to pay them. V'havalu cheshbono shetzrichim. And therefore it's considered calculations that you are speaking out that are necessary. V'osr mitam v'daber dover. And therefore it's usher because of the pasuk that we've been discussing of v'daber dover v'kanal bereisha simon, like we saw in the beginning of the simon. Sivkaton Chavov. You have the payment of the workers etzlo. Va'afilu im achakach nisbarer lo al pi cheshbono. And even if afterwards it gets clarified through your calculations, she'ein magia lahem mimeno klum, that you don't owe them anything, mikol makom still, kevan demitchila lo noda lo davar zeh. Since in the beginning you did not realize that you don't owe them any money, v'hoya nitzrach lecheshbon, and therefore you had to make the calculations, lekach yesh bo isura. So you happen to luck out that you don't owe the money, but you didn't know that when you made your cheshbonos, so they're considered cheshbonos that are necessary, and therefore there's an issur to speak them out of a David over. Avol, im mitchila hayodeya shein magia lehamimenu klum. If you knew from the beginning that you don't owe the workers anything, so then have a cheshbonos shel mabikach v'shari, then it's some cheshbonos of nothingness, and therefore it's mutter. V'im ha-cheshbonos ha'elu yesh behem tzorach l'chaveru. But if these calculations of the past have a need for your friend, v'choshev ha'cheshbono sa'ilu l'tzarko, and you're making the calculations for your friend's needs, then it's going to be usher. And if you look at note 33, he points out, v'chein lomar l'chaveru es mechir ha'chefet shekona. Telling your friend on Shabbos how much you paid for your car, writes the Ben Yishchai, he probably wasn't speaking about cars, but we use that as a mashal, says the Ben Yishchai, she'im yodeya shechaveru rotze gam liknos es osu chefet. You know your friend wants to get a similar car, that is aser. Shareyesh l'chaveru tzorach b'dibur chol zeh. It's not just stam shmuzing, it's talking about something that's very nogea to your friend, and therefore, says the Ben Yishchai, that would in fact be aser. But the Mechaber ended off and said, the mitzvah happened in the past, you paid your workers already, so then this dibur is mutter. Kosav Rambam, Chav Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah says, Kosav Rambam, cheshbono she'ein behem tzorach, calculations that have no need. Mutter l'chashvan, you are allowed to calculate them on Shabbos. Ketzad, what are examples of cheshbonos that have no needs? Kama se'in tfuah hayolano b'shana plonis. How many saw of grains we had in a certain year? Kama dinorin hotzeinu b'chasunas b'neinu. How much money we spend on our son's chasuna. These are all things in the past that are not nogea to anything necessarily for the future. Kach v'kach elosav shel melech. Such and such are the number of soldiers of the king. V'kayotze v'elos of the Rambam. Things like this. Shehin sicha b'teila. It's just stam shmoozing. It's wasting words. She'ein behem tzara klal. They have absolutely no necessity. Ad kan devarav. Till there are the words of the Rambam. So the Rambam says these calculations, the example he gives, are ein behem tzarach, and therefore they are mutter. But says this Mishnah Berurah, upirish ha-magen Mishnah, the Magen Mishnah explains, de romaz lonu the Rambam, by writing that these are sicha b'teila, is hinting to us, sheyesh limnoa mizeh mitzad sicha b'teila. Even though mitzad cheshbonos on Shabbos, they are mutter, but mitzad wasted words, they are usher. You should, or not usher, but you should hold back from it because of sicha b'teila. She'ein sicha b'teila roi l'yirechet. Stam sicha b'teila is not befitting to those who fear sin. V'gam b'be'ure rashal kosav. Also in the Marshal he writes, sha'afilu b'chol, even during the week, Eino yafe kokach l'tamil chacham. It's not appropriate for a tamil chacham to be speaking about these inyonim. Dahave kemoshev leitzim. It's like the sitting of scoffers umevatel bohen limudo. And it's bittul Torah talking about stam things that are not important, although it might not be usher mitzar v'daber daber of Shabbos, but it's certainly something that is inappropriate to be doing on Shabbos, and even, says the Marshal, during the week. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Zion. Mutter lomer l'chavera, one is allowed to say to his friend on Shabbos, Hanire beinecha, does it appear in your eyes, shetucha lamud imilo erev, that you can stand with me this evening? So you're allowed to say to your friend on Shabbos, you think you're available tonight to be with me? Afal pisha mitoch kach mevin, even though through those words your friend understands, shetzorech lo l'erev l'sachro, that you need him a motzei Shabbos to hire him for a job. But all you said is, does it appear in your eyes that you're able to stand with me this evening? That is mutter. Aval lo yomar lo, but you cannot say to your friend, heyei nochon imi l'erev, be prepared to be with me this evening. That is a little bit too obvious of what you want, that you want to hire him for work at the Shabbos. That is usur. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sikon L'chav Ches. You're allowed to say to your friend, the Huadin Leino Yehudi, the same thing is true about a goy. Afal pisha mitokach. You could say, do you think you'll be available to be with me Motzei Shabbos, even though through that he chaps that you want to hire him for a job? Kevan she'enu mefarish behedyo rak b'derech remes l'tzor Motzei Shabbos. Since you're not saying it explicitly to him, you're only being merames to it for the needs of Motzei Shabbos. Havalei rak b'chlal hirhur. That's not an isra of a daber dover. That is all included in hirhur, which is mutter. If you look at note 35, he writes, v'chein lahodia l'nahag monis. So too, to inform a cab driver, sheyismach im yovo elab motzei Shabbos, you're in Eretz Yisrael, and you say to a cab driver, I was so excited to see you motzei Shabbos, says a shomaz avon arbach shemutter, that is allowed, mipnei she'ein zu amir deret tzivui. You're not telling him what to do, you're being merambez, that you need a cab right after Shabbos, you're just saying how I would love to see you right after Shabbos, that's mutter. But continues the Mishabura, all that is b'chal hira de mevur la'el b'simin shin vav sivches ashari. V'lo yomar lo, but you can't say to him, heyei nochon imi, be ready for me. Dezehu dibur mamish. That's called the dibur, that's for davar davar, that is usr. Note 36. V'af shelo hiskir b'feirish l'shema hu rotza shiovo elov, even though you didn't speak out explicitly why you want him to be with you, bir hagona shomazavan arbach, shomazavan explains, shemikomokom still, kevan shekola shomeya mevin, bibirur, since anyone who hears knows clearly, shemazmino kedela socher, you're inviting him to do work for you, to hire him, hareza asa, that's asr. So it's all in the mashmos, if you just say, you're available to be around with me tonight, that's mutter, because that's considered only hearer. But to say to him, to heye nachon imi la'erev, be ready for me this evening, so that's more of a blunt way of saying, I want you to work for me tonight, and that is going to be asr. Says the Mechaber Vaiter Sivches, Yocha lomer l'chaveira, one is allowed to say to his friend, L'krach ploni ani holeich l'machar, I'm going to a certain city tomorrow. You're allowed to say on Shabbos to your friend, I'm going to a certain place tomorrow. V'chein mutter lomer lo, you can also say to your friend, Leich imi l'krach ploni l'machar, come with me tomorrow to such and such a city. Kevan shehayom yocha leilech al yedei burginin, since today you would be allowed to go there, even though it's outside the tchum, but if there would be little guards, man's huts set up along the way that would extend the tchum, you theoretically could have had a way to go to that city on Shabbos, and therefore you could say you're going there tomorrow, you could invite your friend to go with you, even though it's outside the tchum, it's mutter. V'chein kol kayotzei bazeh, and so to anything similar. Sheyesh bo tzad heter la'asoso hayom. If there's even a tzad that it could be mutter to do it today, yochol lomer l'chaveru she'asenu, you could tell your friend to do it tomorrow. As long as you don't mention anything about hiring as a worker. But something that has no tzad to be mutter today, it's totally off limits today no matter what. Even if the only issa that there is on Shabbos is an issa drabbanon, kigon, for example, sheyesh lo chutz latchum peros muktzim. You have outside the tchum fruit that are muktza. Maybe they were cut off on Shabbos, or orla, whatever it is, they're fruit that are muktza. Kevon sheyefsher lo lahaviyam hayom. Since it's impossible to bring them today because they're muktza, so aser lomer lachaveru sheyaviyim lo lomachar. You can't tell your friend to bring them tomorrow. Now, if you look in the Bir Halacha, Divra Maskel Asr Loma Lachaveru Sheviim Lo. So he points out very importantly, Hainu imivar lo osam haperos. That's only if you clarify, like the Mechaber says, I want you to bring me those fruit that are mukta. That's what's usher to say. Avalim omer lo stam. But if you say to your friend stam, lo havi lo peros lo machar, bring me fruit tomorrow, that's shari. Av she yadua la kol shekavanos la peros hamuktzim. Even though it's obvious, everyone knows you're talking about the mukta fruit, that's what you want to bring, but you're not saying the mukta fruit, you're not saying specific fruit, you're just saying, bring me fruit tomorrow, and everyone knows you're talking about that, that's mutter. Mikomokom kevan de diburo mashman nami davar hamutter b'shabbos. Since your words sound like you're talking about something that's mutter on Shabbos, mikri rak hirhur Shari. That's called here and that's mutter. So it's very specific. The case of the Mechaber says that you tell your friend to bring these specific fruit that are muktzah to me tomorrow. That's also to say today on Shabbos because you have no way of getting them to you on Shabbos. Continues the Mechaber, V'chein aser lo lahachshu b'sof ha-tchum. You also cannot go and wait till it gets dark by the tchum kidei shi'emar halayla, so that you could rush at night, leilich shon la'aviyam, to go ahead and bring the muktzah fruit. So that which you can't tell your friend to do after Shabbos, you can't be machshech al atchum to do after Shabbos as well. The Ramah says, v'chein lo yomar es adavar ploni l'machar. We'll see how the Mishnah Berurah explains this shortly, but the Ramah says, you also can't say, I will do such and such a thing tomorrow. The ayin la'el reish ha-simen. Aval yochol lahachshel b'sof atchum, but you can wait by the edge of the tchum till it gets dark. Kedei lemaher leilich shom l'shamram, to rush out after Shabbos to guard the fruit that you can be machshich for. Shafilu hayom haya yochol l'shamram im heim hayu b'sof atchum. Because even today, if they were in the tchum, if they were burgen and set up that you can get there, you would be allowed to go ahead and guard your fruit today. Therefore, you can be machshich to do it after Shabbos. V'im lo kivein lahachshech elu l'shamran. And if you went and you were machshech by the tchum, you went to hang out by the edge of the tchum to rush to guard your fruit at the Shabbos, if that was your initial kavana when you were being machshech, yochol af lahaviyam, you are allowed to even bring them back. So you can't be machshech to bring them back, but you can be machshech l'shamram, and then if you change your mind to bring them back, that would be mutter. Says the Mishnah Berurah, sekatan ches yochol omar. You're allowed to say to your friend, I'm going to a certain city tomorrow. Dihine, mevuah bereish ha-simen, we learned in the beginning of the simen. Didavar sha'asar lasos b'shabbos. Anything that's asar for you to do on Shabbos, asar lomar shi'asa zos l'mocha. Whatever you can't do today, you're not allowed to say, I'm going to do it tomorrow. V'ka'amar hocha, and here we're saying in the Mechaber, de'after b'shabbos asar leilich mitchutz la'tchum. Even though on Shabbos, obviously you cannot go outside the tchum. Mikomoko mutter lomar l'krach ploni aniholeich l'mocha. You are allowed to say, I mean, to go to such and such a city tomorrow, even though it's outside the tchum, kevan dal etzem halicha in iser. Because on the actual walking to that city, there is no iser. Elo shemuchusa burginin. You're just lacking the huts along the way. Me, however, osir lomrani rochev l'machar. You can't say, I'm riding tomorrow, I'm driving tomorrow. O sheyelech bekaron shekarim loshen ashkenaz farin. You can't say, I'm going in a wagon tomorrow. Kevan de diburo hu davar ha'asr be'etzem. Those things are asr be'etzem. You can't drive a car on Shabbos. You can't go on an animal on Shabbos. Those things are asr be'etzem. So you can't say you're doing them tomorrow. The ein mogel eitzel azeh. There is no eitzel for this. Rak yomar ani holech l'mochar. You could just say, I'm going to the city tomorrow. You can't say, I'm driving to a chasana in Baltimore tomorrow. You can't say that. You could say, I'm going to Baltimore tomorrow, because theoretically, you can go to Baltimore today. But if you theoretically had the hut set up all the way, you would be allowed to walk all the way on Shabbos. Sivkotin lamin aleph burginin. Pirish, suko shel shomrin. These are huts of people that are guarding things. Through Burgenin being set up, you're allowed to walk there on Shabbos. Af kama milin, even many mil. If they're swallowed up one by the other, as long as each one of these huts is within 70 amos and 4 tefachim from the one before it, you can keep going and get to this far city. Kamavur besimin shin tzadiches. So to anything else that you can theoretically do on Shabbos, that you can theoretically do on Shabbos, you can talk about doing tomorrow. Kigon, for example, sheyomer lochaveru sheyavi lo lomachar michutz latchum perush and itlushu mikfar. You can ask your friend on Shabbos to bring you tomorrow fruit that were already cut. Since they're already cut, they're not mukta. They were cut from before Shabbos. You can tell your friend on Shabbos to bring you those fruit on Sunday. She'ein aleihem isur mukta. Since they were cut before Shabbos, there is no isur mukta. After yefsher lahaviyam hayom, even though you can't really bring the fruit today, mitam isur tchumin, number one, they're outside the tchumin, number two, mishum isur reshuyos. You can't carry in a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim on Shabbos. You have two problems that stop you from bringing the fruit today. Afilu hachim mutter lomar. You're still allowed to tell your friend to bring it to you on Sunday. Kevan sheyesh bo tzad heter. There is a theoretical way that it could have been mutter to do it on Shabbos. De'ilu hayam mechitzos. If there were walls set up from here to there, haya yachol la'aviyam, you could have brought them on Shabbos. So the same way, if there would have been burgenim, you can go outside the tchum. If there were walls, you can also be carrying outside. And therefore, one could say to his friend about fruit that are not mukta on Shabbos, please bring me these fruit tomorrow, because you theoretically could have had a scenario that you could ask your friend to bring them today if there were walls set up and it was in one reshus. Sifkotan lamed gimel. So we said in the Mechaber, v'chein kol kayotze bazeh, anything that has a tzad heter la sosa hayom, yachalomer lechaveru sheaseru lemachar. You can tell your friend do it tomorrow. Says the Mishabura, but vila sosa hayom, but to tell your friend to do it today, asr afilu le'eno yehudi lomar. That's asr even if you tell it to a guy. So even though it's theoretically possible that you could have been able to do it today, but lemaisa you can't do it today, and therefore you can't tell your friend or even a guy to do it today. Va'afilu b'di'evet imhevi michutz la'tchum, and even b'di'evet if the guy brings it from outside the tchum on Shabbos for you, aser l'ishtamish ben, you are not allowed to use them. Ukil hakamon misimin shin chavei sivches. Sivkotan la medala, the mechaber then said, something that has no way to be done in a permissible fashion today, even if it's only an Issa Drabanan. For example, you have outside the Tchum fruit that are Muktzah. Who cares that they're outside the Tchum? They're Muktzah, you can't bring them. Why does he mention outside the Tchum? Says the Mishabura Lamedal, Kosu Achor Lachorim, right. The Lav Dafka Besof HaTchum. The Mechaber is not specific when he says that it's usher when there are muktzah fruit outside the tchum. Elohu adim besolcha tchum. If there are muktzah fruit, you can't ask them to be brought tomorrow because they can't be brought today because they're muktzah, even if they're inside the tchum. Kevon di'yevshur la'aviyah mishum isur muktzah, because they can't be brought because of muktzah. So why does the Mechaber say chutz la'tchum? It's not for the first point that the Mechaber says after this, it's for the next point. That being machshich by the tchum is only aser when they're outside the tchum. Like we'll see later in Sif Tes. So again, in the Mechaber, when he says kegon sheyesh lo chutz latchum peros muktzim kevon sheyesh lo laviyam hayom aser lomer lechaveru sheyavim lemachar, for that point all you need is that the peros muktzim, you don't need that they're outside the tchum. Even if they're in the tchum, it's aser. The words chutz latchum is going on the next line, v'chein aser lo lahachshu besof hatchum. That's obviously only nogea when they're outside the tchum. So that's what the Mechaber said in the beginning of the sentence, that the peros muktzim were outside the tchum. Sivkotin lamed hey leilu yichshon laviyam, you can't tell your friend to go bring it to you tomorrow. Hainu elu haperos shein muktzim. That's talking about these fruit that are muktza. Aval peros sheinu muktzim, but fruit that are not muktza. Kevon shemutter lomu lachaveru sheyaviyim em loach haShabbos. Since you are allowed to tell your friend to bring it to you after Shabbos, mutter nami lahachshel b'shvilam. You also could wait by the edge of the tchum to bring it under yourself after Shabbos. These two halachas, as we've seen already many times, whatever you can tell your friend to do for tomorrow, you're allowed to be machshir by the edge of the tchum to do today. Sefkotin lamed vov, v'chein lo yomar, the Ramah said, v'chein lo yomar eseh davar ploni lebachar, you also can't say, I will do such and such a thing tomorrow. What exactly is the Ramah referring to? Zokte mishabura koya mashakasa betchila. This Ramah is going on that which the Mechaber said in the beginning. The Aser Lomer Lechaveiro, you can't say to your friend, Sheviim Lo Lomachar. You can't tell your friend to bring certain things after Shabbos. The Kamash Mulan comes the Ramah to teach me, the Lo Neima De Dafka Keshemidabrim Chaveiro. Don't say this is only Aser when you're speaking to your friend. Umisya it's Imo and you're being Shol Eitzah with him. Who the Aser? That's when it's Aser. Kevin Sheesh Lo Tzara B'diburo. Avaladabir Beino Levein Atzmo Shein Lo Tzara B'Kashari. You might think telling your friend is Aser because that's something that you need. You need to tell your friend because you want your friend to do it. But saying it to yourself, you're just talking to yourself. There's no necessity in your speaking. So you might think your Sam speaking about what you can do tomorrow is Mutter because there's no Toelis in just saying what you can do tomorrow. Kamash Hashmolon comes the Ramah to teach me, Kevon dehu davar ha'aser la'asos b'Shabbos. Since you're talking about something that is forbidden to be done on Shabbos, av kishem medaber beinu levein atzmo. Even if you are speaking to yourself, nikri dibur chol va'aser v'kadal b'reish ha'simen. You're not talking to your friend. Obviously, telling your friend to do something tomorrow that you can't do today is going to be aser. But you might have thought, saying yourself what you're going to do tomorrow, there's no toilets in that. When you're telling your friend, you're charging him with a job, so that would be aser. But maybe just I'm speaking out what I'm going to do tomorrow is not no get to anything. It wouldn't be aser. Kamash plan the Ramah that even saying it to yourself, v'chein lo yomar esa dover ploni l'mocher. Even saying to yourself, I'm going to do such and such a thing tomorrow, which is not allowed on Shabbos, is aser dibur on Shabbos. Sifkotan lamid zayin. We said in the Mechaber on page 204, Aval yochol lahachshich b'sof ha'tchum, you can be machshich by the edge of the tchum, kedei lemaher leilach sham l'shamram. You can wait by the edge of the tchum to rush out at the Shabbos to guard your fruit. Shafilu hayom hayochol l'shamram im heimayu b'sof ha'tchum. Zok the Mishaburot zolomar, nimtza she'etzem ha'shmir avim alocha mutaris b'Shabbos. This guarding of your fruit is something that is be'etzem mutter to be done on Shabbos. Therefore, you're being machshuch by the tchum for something that's really permissible on Shabbos. Umashu chutz la'tchum, that which is out of the tchum. Haloha yochol leilich agdei burginin im hayolo. Like we said before, you'd be able to go there if you had burginin set up, and therefore being machshuch by the tchum to guard your fruit, since guarding your fruit be'etzim is mutter. It's only a problem of tchumim, which is theoretically possible to be avoided if you have burginin. That is mutter. The Mechaber then ended off and said, if your kavanah be machshuch by the edge of the tchum is only to go guard your fruit, so yochol af lahavim. So you can't be machshuch to bring the fruit, you can be machshuch to guard the fruit. Zok the Mechaber, you can be machshuch to guard the fruit, and then you could end up bringing them if that was what happened. Hainu, afilu imheim mechubarim. Even if these fruit are attached, v'tzorach l'sol shami ba'erev, and you have to detach them after Shabbos, kevon she'ikar kavanoso b'hachshocha. Since you're ikar kavana and waiting there by the edge of the tchum till it gets dark, hoya betchila rak b'shul hashmira, you were staying there waiting just to guard it, even though you did it for a mutter reason to guard it. At the end of the day, if you want to bring them back afterwards, cut them after Shabbos, that will be mutter, even though be machshir to cut them and bring them back would have been aser, but here you are machshir for the shmira, so therefore the avaz mutter as well. We'll stop here and continue with Siftes and Mirtz Hashem tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.